There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell, Show.
Well, look at all these trillions of dollars debt, lost jobs, and foreclosed homes.
Did I do that?
You dug yourself a hole and you crawled in it.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just hit me on the head.
Robert Scott Bell.
We will make this the most honest, ethical, and open Congress in history.
Is there any insanity in your family?
Do we have the power to tell people what they have to eat every day?
Senator Coburn,
today, Junior?
Speaking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, this time next week, I'll be giving big hugs to some of my friends in London, England, with the Alliance for Natural Health International and ANH UK as well. We have right now with us one of the smartest guys I know on planet Earth, also a really good friend to another good friend, Jonathan Emore, the FDA Dragon Slayer here, and we're all working not only in our own countries, but working together across countries to bring health freedom back into the mix and embrace those who have a passion for healing, even if they don't understand the things we do. And we're going to do that in England coming up next Saturday, the 28th of March. Welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show, Dr. Rob Verkirk from the Alliance for Natural Health.
Robert, it's fantastic to be on your program again.
Rob, it's so great to connect with you anytime we can, and what you're doing there is so extraordinary. I mean, I just reach out through the airwaves, but you are like in the details and interacting with folks that are dealing with things like in England at the National Health Service, the physicians, the doctors in there, the politics of it all, trying to be that place where they can all come together and try to figure this thing out.
Yeah, you know, the National Health Service is an extraordinary entity, and if you read the NHS Constitution, it actually, all of us would agree, its aims are absolutely laudable. The difficulty is when you have a nationalized system that is controlled by a government that has had an enormous amount of influence from the pharmaceutical industry, you also have a system that is very, very inflexible. Let's not forget that the NHS is actually the fifth largest employer in the entire world.
Oh, my God. So, I had no idea.
Yeah. It employs 1.7 million people. So the difficulty for many clinicians when they get into it is even if they have a certain amount of openness to using, if you like, systems of healthcare that are biologically compatible, that are working with nature rather than against it,
right,
they may find themselves outside of the guidelines that should just provide some kind of guideline for them, but in fact they act as rules and they can be struck off. So you have this culture of fear that makes everyone do the right thing, run their, you know, from a primary care point of view, there are 8 to 10 minute consultations.
We call that, Rob, 3 minute medicine here in America. Even though we're not a socialized system, we found the similar problems that do exist. And, you know, as everybody's trying to embrace, well, what is the way out of this mess? In America, of course, they've tried this thing called Obamacare, which in violates the spirit of freedom to choose. That's a uniquely American one, perhaps. And yet, there are good things involved in maybe some level of government interplay. I don't ignore that. But I think it's fascinating what you're hosting there in England, and I'm honored to be a part of it. And I want to get into that right now, because those listening in England or Europe, if you have an ability to come to London on the 28th of March, we've got a big meeting at the Hilton London Metropole Hotel. And is it open to the public? I know we're encouraging folks that are doctors and laypersons.
Absolutely. We have a limited number of seats. What we would argue is that people who come there, if they have a real burning passion for these issues because of experiences that they've had as a patient or a client, mm-hmm. From the use of integrative medicine, if they're clinicians, yes, absolutely be there. And you can go onto the newhealth2.org website and make a booking. And in fact, anyone who makes a booking, the first 50 bookings that come in as of our mailing from ANH last night, will also get 12 months complimentary membership with our sister organization, Bite the Sun, which is all about health empowerment.
Bite the Sun, very nice. And I have them linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. I encourage you to go. I've got lots of friends, some in healthcare in the UK, and it's a great opportunity to be part of the discussion. It's a think tank. In other words, coming from all different walks of life, allopathic, homeopathic, holistic, herbal, otherwise, welcome to come in and discuss this. I believe you had mentioned to me off the air that there's going to be a documentary filming of this event so that some of this information can get out to a much larger audience and impact those at NHS as well.
Absolutely. Well, the co-organizer of the event, we're doing it with friends of ours at the Yes to Life charity that have been very involved in integrative cancer treatments and support. And essentially, we have really felt we need to bring this conversation to mainstream medicine. We're trying to, if you like, drill holes and break down the wall that has existed between the integrative medicine community and the mainstream community. And, you know, we have, for example, in the think tank, we've got players who come straight out of the NHS. I mean, one of them that we just talked about off-air is Dr. Rangan Chatterjee, who has actually been selected out of 4,000 NHS general practitioners to be the face of a documentary showing what it's like to be a UK National Health Service GP. And what they've discovered in the process, he effectively is the front face. The program will go out on BBC television in September. But they've discovered that he's an unusual GP in the sense that after having had his wife and one of his children collapse through chronic vitamin D deficiency, he has retrained himself in functional medicine. And he's now running a functional medicine practice alongside his NHS.
So he's doing a private practice in conjunction, or as you said, in a sideline parallel to his service through the socialized system.
Absolutely, and it makes for a fascinating comparison. And, you know, one of the points that Rangan has fed back to us that he'll be talking to on the 28th is the fact that initially there is a real top-end loading in terms of time because you need to really understand the patient fully. But what he's finding in the longer term, because the particular multi-modality interventions that are being prescribed deal with the underlying causes of disease, the conditions are actually resolving. So people not coming back every 2 weeks or every 4 weeks to get another prescription written out.
Right. Well, Rob, we're talking with Dr. Rob Verkirk, Alliance for Natural Health Europe in the UK. And, you know, the things that we've been integrating and doing in our practices and you've been investigating for many years, it's no surprise to us that people are actually recovering and walking away from the things they initially came to doctors for when we do these holistic or integrative approaches. But it still is a foreign concept for many of those locked into the allopathic way of thinking, is it not?
Absolutely. And, of course, one of the reasons for that is the way in which the allopathic community view the evidence. The fact that we've now got a model for evidence clinical decision making that is based on randomized controlled trials that are particularly poor at measuring a multi-intervention approach, including nutritional approaches. It works fine if you're dealing with a new-to-nature molecule such as a pharmaceutical drug, where the only difference between your treatment and your placebo is the addition of that particular treatment. In the case of food, for example, you cannot, in your control group, just take food out of the equation. People tend to die. And So the bottom line is we need to have a completely new lens. And so we have Dr. Vijay Murthy, who's going to be talking on that subject. He's been very involved in Australia and New Zealand, looking at the issues of how we can develop a new way of approaching the evidence base that also takes into account clinical experience. At the moment, clinical experience is just viewed as anecdotal and largely dismissed. We've got people like Dr. Ben van Ulmen, who comes in from the Netherlands, who's one of the leading thinkers on using a systems biology approach. You know, for the layperson, that means you're thinking about the system as holistically as possible.
Imagine that, so, Dr. Robert Kirk. I mean, this is something that is so revolutionary, yet on some level it's been so frustrating to many of the holistically inclined healthcare providers around the world, medical doctors or not, because many of them have integrated. And, you know, to go to these basic levels and acknowledge and say, hey, there's a problem here, and that problem is we're not, let's say, embracing the human aspect of observation that used to be the cornerstone of science, that we ignore it because it doesn't fit into these pre-existing cookie-cutter models, square peg, round hole scenarios that we dismiss all evidence of healing.
Absolutely, Robert. The interesting thing is if you look at engineering science, observation is still absolutely the key form of empirical data that is used to compare any other kind of model. And the irony, what has happened specifically in healthcare, is people are prepared to blindfold themselves, ignore what they see happening right in front of their eyes, and look at data that can be subject to all sorts of biases and manipulations statistically.
Well, to bring this team together, I just can't wait to meet everyone. I'm so excited about what's happening there. What you've been able to do far supersedes anything that I've heard in terms of making a bridge. And at the same time, we will call out wrongdoing when it's wrong, but you know, our desire is to make a bridge into the allopathic community to embrace the best of all of these worlds. And then
from the U.S., you've got Dr. Jonathan Wright, who we've all worked very closely with for many years. He's really one of the longest standing, 45 years of clinical experience doing this in the United States through the Tahoma Clinic. So, you know, many years of seeing challenges by the FDA. You remember that in 1992,
oh, yes,
this clinic got raided for doing something that is only natural. You know, we've also got Ralph Moss from Cancer Decisions, who will be very familiar to many of your listeners over from the States. From New Zealand, we've got Robert Youngson, who's one of the foremost players. He's an anaesthetist and has been working at the forefront of the empathy and compassion,
wow,
something that's kind of disappeared in healthcare, particularly when you've got 3-minute or 8-minute consultations.
Right. Well, speaking of the time frame, we've got to take a break here. Rob, you're almost overwhelming me with the participation from all over the globe. I hope that you can attend. We've got links up. We'll tell you about those links. Also, we'll talk to you about the Doctor Only seminar on Sunday the 29th as well with Dr. Jonathan Wright when we come back after this break. I know you've heard about it. CBD is making headlines here in 2015 as well. And you can get CBD from hemp this very day. That's right. CBD from hemp is available in all 50 states and over 40 countries right now. Hemp is considered a superfood by millions worldwide. But there's another reason to love hemp. CBD, or cannabidiol, is a natural part of the hemp plant, and it's making those headlines and finding its way into households across the country. Hemp Meds is the world's trusted CBD hemp oil source. Hemp Meds' commitment to quality starts with non-GMO and industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from hemp, grown as nature intended. Hemp Meds sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. And that's why they offer CBD hemp oil in a variety of natural premium products for their customers nationwide. From natural hair and skin care to functional foods that thousands of families use every single day, including me, RSV. The only question I have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself. With the aid of HB Extract, it's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Absolutely extraordinary events coming your way in the UK and all around the world are going to participate, whether they can attend or in retrospect, they'll be available, made available. A lot of documentation as well as perhaps video and audio from the event. I'm just humbled to participate. Dr. Rob Verkirk is here with us, Alliance for Natural Health Europe and UK, ANH-Europe. .org, ANH-Europe.org. If you're not sure where to go, it's linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. The special event, the think tank event, Saturday the 28th of March, and then an extraordinary event the 29th of March with Dr. Jonathan Wright for healthcare providers in the UK.
Absolutely. That is for doctors, it's for practitioners, and it will really be a unique chance for people in the UK to benefit from 45 years of clinical experience from Jonathan Wright of the Tahoma Clinic.
And to get John, you know, I love Jonathan Wright. I've had him on the show over the years. We all connected when we were at the Sacred Fire of Liberty with Jonathan Emord. And this guy is really an extraordinary trailblazer, but he's humble. He's funny. If you're a doctor in the UK and you're listening, or if you know a doctor that you think would benefit, and heck, who wouldn't? They will be exposed to such extraordinary information, but also the delivery, the way Jonathan Wright teaches is really extraordinary as well. I think that's another unique aspect of his personality that he's able to bring great humor into situations that he's been in that have been devastating to, would have been to most people who have been attacked for doing things that they found to actually work and be successful and be safe for patients.
Look, absolutely. I mean, what I love about Jonathan is he's so real, and he absolutely walks the talk. I mean, I remember when we were at the Sacred Fire event all together, he said, you know, Rob, do you know how old Holly is? And Holly's his wife, and she's absolutely lovely. And I'd always assumed that, you know, Jonathan looks very young himself. And you've got to remember that when you walk the talk, one of the side effects of doing this is that you fight reactive oxygen species somewhat better than the people who don't. Mm-hmm. And you look a lot younger than your age. And so I said, you know, gosh, Jonathan, I assume she's in her mid-50s. Now, I know it's not very politic to mention.
Yeah, it gets in the dangerous territory there.
A woman's name, but I can assure you she's well over 70.
Wow. And I know Holly as well, an extraordinary young. And if it weren't for Jonathan's beautiful white hair, you wouldn't even know how old he is either. And
exactly.
Like, I agree. You know, one of the things is when you have a mission and a passion, that you tend to remain younger because there's a light that's just kind of coming through you. There's a reason for you being here. And if you want to be inspired by that, maybe you have a sense of a mission, a reason for being here, this would be an extraordinary event as a physician. If you signed on to be a doctor because you genuinely wanted to help folks, you didn't want to get tackled by bureaucracy and made older before your time, another great reason to participate in the special Sunday doctor event.
Absolutely. And what Jonathan's going to go through is by actually dealing with lectures in a kind of modular style, people will get very clear packages on individual situations. So he's going to open looking at the whole type 2 diabetes things. Jonathan has been a big believer based on his own experience that the vast majority of type 2 diabetes is preventable.
Yes.
And it's an utter disgrace that the mainstream is still regarding type 2 diabetes as one of the biggest burdens on the healthcare system, when we all know that within 3 months, the vast majority of people can be turned around. And he's got some very, very interesting ways of doing that. And as I said, it's based on a lot of very good published science and his own clinical experience. He's then going to be looking very much at men's issues and women's issues. So as one of the world experts on bioidentical hormones, he's been very, very close to how you manage this remarkable control system, this hormonal endocrine system that we have in our bodies, but looking at customizing his advice specific to each of the two genders.
This is a world-changing event for doctors that can participate, and I would encourage you to sign up. There's limited space available, and we have it linked up at anh-europe.org, and you can see it in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. And I am humbled just to participate, and I'm looking so forward to talking with you again prior to the trip. We're going to have you back on Tuesday to do a follow-up, and let's see if there's some spaces left, and encourage everybody to join us together in the United Kingdom. The 28th,
Robert,
of March and 29th. Yes.
Robert, we cannot forget that there's going to be a fantastic speaker coming on between 1:30 and 3 p.m. talking about silver. And
oh,
his name
no.
is Robert Scott Bell.
Oh, no.
That's what you're doing.
Now everybody's going to want to stay away. No, no, no. Thank you. Dr. Rob Verkirk, we got to go, but we'll be back with him on Tuesday. Liam Shep coming up next. Stick around. We got lots more healing to go. Check it all out in the show notes.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed the results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up the 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendovite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens and dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Limited close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The Freeze-Dry Guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The Freeze-Dry Guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Game over, man. It's game over. What are we gonna do?
It's the end of the world as we know it.
No!
It's the end of the world as we know it.
Oh.
It's the end of the world as we know it. I feel fine.
Maybe we can build a fire, sing a couple of songs, huh?
Oh, God!
Yep, that's Liam. Although Liam is right on this one. I don't know where I can take him to task for anything he's saying here. We're going to California. Welcome. Place you want to be. Load up the truck and we move to Beverly. Or maybe we're moving out of Beverly. Liam, this is amazing. Your predictions about the water crisis in California. Now it's all over the mainstream media.
Okay, so I visited California in the fall, and I said, and I don't know if Don will bring this up, but I said that that what they will do is they'll hit the wall and they'll realize that they will go to rationing. Now the call has gone out by NASA that said that the subsidence and the decrease in the snow caps from the winter snows are just so small. I mean, they're like 18% of normal, so they're missing 80 something percent of normal snowfall. It is now clear that California has about a year of water at current usage rates. But current usage rates are crazy. So let's talk about what's going to happen. First, they're going to blame everybody who's watering their lawn. And watering your lawn in California might be kind of dumb. But the majority of water in California isn't being spent on lawns. Stop watering your lawn. Plant rocks, honestly. It's a
desert.
Even
in Lawndale, California.
Even in Lawndale, even in Pasadena, put in rocks and all that kind of thing, but it won't make a difference because the majority of the water in California goes to making the desert grow food for everybody else. Do you know that?
Well, it's that valley there that is the food basket, as we call the Midwest the bread basket in history. It's the food basket in California, that valley. But is it about growing strawberries? Is it about growing animals? How would you describe this?
They grow strawberries. They grow almonds. I think 10% of, I saw a number, 10% of California's water usage goes to almonds. So the almond industry now has to die. And it's a shame to take, they steal all the bees from all over the country anyway just to make the almond industry happen. So good riddance. You know, almonds can grow in many, many climates in many, many areas. Well, many, many areas in certain climates. So it doesn't need to just happen in one place. This is a mistake of the 20th century. It's a conveyor belt idea for agriculture. Well, we could just do it in California and ship it everywhere else. Not anymore. But the majority of the water goes to growing food for and watering cattle. Cattle take 1,600 to 2,000 to 2,200, these are the estimates, the quotes, gallons of water to push through them for every edible pound of beef that they produce. Again, low end 1,600, high end 2,200, somewhere close to 2,000 gallons of water put through a cow to make urine and feces that goes into the urine and feces lagoons, that goes into the rivers, that destroys the fisheries, to produce one edible pound of beef per cow.
So and you're saying that California, the cattle growing there, is the vast majority of the water usage? Or a slight majority?
I would imagine that it's the vast industrial single usage. It would be cattle. And I know that when Oprah Winfrey tried to talk about this in the 90s, she nearly lost her career. So the cattle industry doesn't like to be trifled with, but Americans are insane that they just think they need to eat this leftover ruminant from Europe and Africa. You know, they need to just chew on this giant, or they don't have food. Well, there are a lot of, you can eat a lot of small animals. You can eat grasshoppers if you want. We only started really eating cows in large groups when we got coal, because then we had machines to pull things instead of using the animals to pull them. Otherwise, people ate relatively little meat. We're not going to be able to keep up the McDonald's mentality for more than five more minutes if we're sane, because we will lose California. I mean, they're going to put restrictions on people. Businesses are going to have bills that, because people think that they can buy their way out, like with carbon credits. You know how liberals are damned concerned about global warming, and I'll give them that the climate changes in places, but they think you can buy your way out of it.
Well, the whole carbon trading credit scheme wasn't really about the reduction of total consumption. It was about getting people to pay a tax to be able to consume as much as they wanted.
Right. And people, they're going to ask for the same thing with water. Oh, you already know they are. You know that the water, NASA said, look, we're just looking through the satellite imagery, and we see the subsidence all through the Central Valley, and we're measuring well data. People are drilling down to 2,000 feet beneath the surface just to water the crops. That's outrageous. I mean, they're essentially fracking water out there just to get water, and then they're fracking
water to get water. I have to remind everybody that on this very show, Liam Shep made some predictions now that are absolutely coming true about this water crisis in California. You can go back and listen to the archives. Now, that's not to pat you on the back, Liam, but let's just say...
But I say crazy things that people go... No, I say crazy things that people go, oh, that's Liam. Okay.
Right.
All right.
Well, and we like to say that's Liam. But
yep.
No, in this case, no doubt about it, this is something that you've seen, and it's not like you're the only one, but of course...
No, I'm not.
We know in the mainstream media they've been loath to cover this until recently.
And now it's going to become an issue of water credits, water trading, because the beef industry won't give up the ghost. But if Californians were saying, they would say, you have to get out now. You have to move along. We don't have any room for any factory farms. None.
Well, but even that, is that going to be enough? I mean, I'm talking to friends, I'm sure you are, in California going, you guys, you got to get out before the exodus occurs.
That's exactly what I said. You've got to get out before the exodus occurs, because when it does, the roads are going to be jammed. What happens when you put this kind of rationing on is that businesses run away. Groceries, you know, things like grocery stores, a lot of things don't work the same way that they used to because it's just too expensive to run a business. Prices start to go up exorbitantly, and people are stuck being unable to afford the things that they used to be able to afford. Just because one, you know, plank of, like, I'm not the first person who invented this, but if you have a barrel and a barrel's made of wood and you pull one of them down, the water will find the lowest one and all run out. So if you have one part of an economy and it runs low, a lot of stuff's just going to run out over it that doesn't have anything to do with that one. It's just not going to work. So if the water runs low and it's incredibly expensive, people aren't going to be able to run small businesses. And the only thing that it's able to stay open are the very large Walmart-y businesses, but their prices are going to be much higher because doing business in California will be much more expensive.
Liam,
right.
I was thinking of the jokes over the years that are made about Whole Paycheck, Whole Foods being Whole Paycheck. But when your Albertsons becomes Whole Paycheck, when your Walmart becomes Whole Paycheck, how feasible is that to live there?
No, so the exodus happens. The exodus is to Oregon and Washington, and back to the East Coast, where a lot of people are from anyway. I mean, most of the people I think who work in the entertainment industry have East Coast roots, or many of them. So then New York State, Connecticut, Vermont, all these, you know, Virginia and the Carolinas all just get, you know, they're a city of essentially 20 million people. I'm not including San Diego. San Diego will sizzle and burn. You know, we don't think about San Diego, but that's a large, sprawling city out there in the desert.
Yeah.
So it's very, 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 very serious, but what you're going to hear is complaining about golf courses, and I'm telling you, that's irrelevant. It's the cattle. The cattle absorb thousands of gallons per edible pound of beef, and they spit it out in toxic nitrogenous waste. That's a reality. That's why I became a vegetarian 20-something years ago. It wasn't because I thought I was better than everybody else. It wasn't because they just hated me. I'd had enough. I'd eaten a lot of it, but it was because it takes so much land to grow the food.
Well, efficiency. Now, let me ask you another thing here, because I've been seeing calls by the liberal press to now convert all energy production and direct it toward desalinization of the oceans off the coast of California. Is that a viable solution?
I love liberals when they get science fiction-y.
Why is that science fiction?
Well, desalinization means that you have to have a massive electrical surge through water on a regular basis. It's incredibly expensive and hard to do. It's corrosive. You have to store all of these corrosive minerals that you then pull out of the water. So it's an intensive, expensive process. And we're running low on oil. Richard Heinberg runs the Post-Carbon Institute, resilience.org, and the Post-Carbon Institute. He's a very level-headed, sort of quiet researcher. The data on 60,000, I believe, fracked wells, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
They bought the data on thousands and thousands of fracked wells in the Bakken and in the Eagle Shale, and did a slow-burning analysis. And what he's come up with is that the average decline on a fracked well is 40% over its lifetime. It's about 70 to 90% in the first year, and then it sort of levels out. I mean, it's an incredible decline in the first year. What that means is this so-called shale fracking revolution is going to be over very quickly. And we've talked about this on the show, but yeah. I didn't have his numbers. His numbers are this, 2016, 2017. That's the peak in American shale, 2016, 2017. He's gone to all the industry insider meetings, and he says that there are incredible doubts about how he talks about the way that they sell it, the fact that they don't look at it, the unevenness of the area, and they're just selling real estate. That's what fracking is. Right now, that's how they get money. That's how they get investors. They sell real estate to people and say, this is the most important thing, and invest in it. It's just it's another Ponzi scheme. It's another American Ponzi scheme. That means that all energy to do all the electrical work and all that kind of stuff is on the permanent decline. Oh, but we have millions of years of coal. No, we don't have millions of years. We have a couple decades, maybe a few decades of coal. Most of it's too hard to get to. It's very expensive to get to. And in order to burn that to desalinate water, look, people are going to leave California because the desalinization plants will not come online to be able to create Hollywood into 2125. And what we really have is the beginning. All right, I know it's dark, but it's die-off time. This is what it's going to... I'm sorry.
Whoa. Don't be that, Liam. It's not, because we can just convert Shannon Ofri nuclear power plant in San Diego to power all the desalinization plants in Southern California.
You know, I have a writing partner called Scott Taylor, and I was plotting a fictional future version of oil decline. And I said, well, so what's likely going to happen in the West? And I said, nuclear accident will make some large areas unlivable. And it could be, well, down there in San Diego. They've got San Onofre. So we actually penned that in. They were just campaigning to get that thing closed. Now they want to open it up, right? And now they want to open it up again so that people can have water from the ocean. It's not going to happen. What you'll get is a nuclear accident. I mean, you'll get a nuclear accident.
But at least you'll have water.
No, you won't have any.
Radioactive water. All right, stick around. We're going to wrap up with more of That's Liam talking about the crisis in California and maybe what you should do now, not later, now. And we'll do that together on the Robert Scott Bell Show, liamshef.com. Check it out. All the links are up in the show notes back after this message of hydration, perhaps.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I've created a non-electric self-watering food production system that grows nutritious food with almost no effort and at very little cost. It's called the Food Rising Mini Farm Robots, and the best part is I show you how to make your own in do-it-yourself videos on the new website foodrising.org. There, you'll also find freely downloadable 3D object files that you can use to print the key components of the system on your own 3D printer. It's all part of the open source revolution, where we freely share good ideas that empower people to be more self-reliant and practical in a world that's increasingly unpredictable. This Food Rising Grow system will produce food for you even if the power grid fails, because it has no pumps and no complex moving parts. Join the Food Rising Revolution now at www.foodrising.org.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair?
Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
By now, you've heard about bitcoins. But did you know that over 65,000 businesses accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Because at BidBit.co, you can receive bitcoin by selling your personal items or business products. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your products quickly, easily, and securely at BidBit.co. That's BidBit.co. BidBit.co.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. It's built in ferro rod, strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at FreeSurvivalMatch.com. That's FreeSurvivalMatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit FreeSurvivalMatch.com today.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Pack your bags, folks. All of our loyal and loving listeners in California, come on east or go north, somewhere where there's water. That may not be radioactive. We don't know about that either. Liam Sheff is here to talk about happy news. And what is the happy news? Is there happy news?
Well, if you've ever, if ever you just felt somewhere inside, and God help you if you have, that you wanted to open sort of a moving barbecue food truck.
What?
And you weren't adverse to a little cannibalism. I'm just saying that the West, California, Las Vegas, Los Angeles, I just feel like this is your market.
Oh, my God. Did you just kind of go a Walking Dead analogy in real life?
What I'm saying is that Soylent Green might be people, but it's probably not that bad. And hold on.
Right.
What I'm feeling for Las Vegas, Sedona, parts of New Mexico, Phoenix, is that you've got these giant populations, and people are going to sit there and they're going to start to die. A lot of them are just going to pass out. That's going to be that.
What do you mean? Because they don't believe what the NASA is saying is real.
Yeah. Oh, they don't believe that. It's all weather modification. We can do anything we want. Technology will save us. No, it was always a desert, everybody. It was always a desert. We drained it. They drained the Owens Valley to feed Los Angeles into a city. It would have just been a cow town. I mean, a small town. Yeah. But that happened.
Star Trek did this about terraforming planets. You remember one of the old ones?
Yeah, well, we don't terraform anything. We're reverse terraforming. You know, we're making it uninhabitable for humans. So what I'm saying is that I'm of course kidding. I don't want you to become a cannibal, but this population is 20 million people in the greater LA area. Another 5, 10, or something like that. I'm sorry, I don't have the number.
Well, we've grown up within the era where technology has done all these wondrous things, and so the belief is that, well, of course we're going to be saved. There's a deus ex machina waiting to happen.
Right, but a lot of people, what I'm saying is that we're headed toward a die-off. There are 320 million people plus illegal immigrants in this country. We're all fed on Monsanto land and California crops.
Well, are you talking about, like, cleansing a candida infection?
I'm saying that there are a lot of us on this continent all sucking on California's cow feed water.
Okay.
And it's going away. And then when the Ogallala starts to hiccup, which isn't tomorrow, but it will start to hiccup and have problems, North Korea underwent an oil constriction in the 90s because the old Soviet Union collapsed. So they didn't get their oil. Tens of millions of people starved to death, and nobody talks about it. Nobody knows. That's where the joke about people eating dog comes from. They were starving to death. But you know what? There were incidents of cannibalism in North Korea. You know why? Because people were starving to death, and there were so many dead people. So if you think it's all fun and games, but so I'm saying, get the barbecue truck now and just embrace it, I guess.
It's all fun and games until people are starving to death, in other words. And, but, you know, take heed.
Well, okay, so it's a tasteless joke. I get that it's a tasteless joke.
But, I mean, the thing is, if you can't talk seriously about it, you've got to kind of hyperbolize, but you're really not in one sense because there's historical precedent.
Unfortunately, there's a little historical precedent. So I'm saying that this is where we're going if people don't make radical changes. And they're not going to.
Well, why aren't they going to? I mean, have you had interaction with anybody, friends or family out
there? Have you ever tried to get anybody not to eat beef?
Yeah, that's okay. A difficult task.
End of story.
No, come on. What about convincing people to leave California before the collapse in real estate and everything else where they can't afford not to move?
In a way, it doesn't matter, because if we don't learn the lesson in California, we're not going to learn it anywhere else. And we could save a lot of what's happening in California by getting the water out of the agriculture sector and minimizing and making that the first permaculture state that only uses what it can. A lot of people would still have to leave L.A. All the water in L.A. is stolen. But it doesn't have to be this ultimate disaster. But that's what it's going to be, because liberals want Star Trek to give them all the water they want so we can have Avengers 3, 4, and 5 back to that.
Oh, my gosh. All right. What a lovely visit.
Soylent Green is people. And it's not that bad.
Yummy.
Oh, my gosh. All right, Liam. That is Liam. Liam Sheff. And, of course, his book, Official Stories. He's got his fictionalized account called The Truth About Love, and he's working consistently on the new book, which will address a lot of these issues that not everybody wants to look at, but we're willing to discuss here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Liam, I appreciate you being here.
Yeah, I know. I know. Bring in the light and the sunshine.
Despite it all, and the cow flatulence, the power to heal is somehow still yours. Get a move on.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Doc, I was wondering, if you could only take one supplement for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's easy. Beta-glucan.
Well, I'm looking for a daily pill that can double the strength of my immune system.
Beta-glucan.
But I need it to be super safe with no harmful side effects.
Beta-glucan.
Yeah, but I want something all natural with an FDA rating.
Beta-glucan.
What if I want it to be affordable and fast-acting?
Beta-glucan.
What if I need something backed by scientific research?
Beta-glucan.
Like something that's been studied and condoned by Harvard Medical School.
Beta-glucan.
But I want the best for my immune system that money can buy.
Beta-glucan.
How about a product that's safe for my family, including my pets and children?
Beta-glucan.
Don't you have anything else to say besides beta-glucan?
Yeah, betterwayhealth.com.
What's that?
It's the website where you can buy beta-glucan.
So I can go online right now and buy beta-glucan?
Yup. Go to betterwayhealth.com or call 1-800-746-7640 and ask them about...
Let me guess. Beta-glucan.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine.
But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.